我们继续一点祷告。
Let us continue to pray.
主，我们唱到这首古老的十字架的诗歌的时候，心中觉得很甘甜。
Lord, as we sing this old hymn, the old rugged cross, there is a sweetness in our hearts.
真正你把我们带到十字架的经历去的时候，我们也觉得很痛苦。
Even until you bring us to the true reality of the experience of the cross, we do experience pain.
所以我们求主把丰富的恩典供应给我们。
So we ask, Lord, may you provide your grace abundantly.
使我们不仅在唱诗赞美的时候，我们宝贵在古老的十字架。
So not only when we're singing praises to you, we will cherish this old rugged cross.
也让我们在实际的环境中能够真正的来接受十字架。
But in reality, in every circumstance we go through, we will cherish your cross.
主，你知道我们的软弱。
You know our weakness.
我们这些人何等爱惜自己。
How we love ourselves.
我们讲述给别人听是很容易。
It's easy to tell others.
但真正临到自己的时候，我们谁都想把十字架踢掉。
But when it comes to ourselves, it's easy for us to depart from your cross.
因为十字架临到我们的时候，是叫我们感觉到羞辱。
Because
we feel痛苦，
we feel the shame and the pain the cross brings.
我们实在是忍受不了。
And we cannot bear it ourselves.
主，你开启我们眼睛。
May you open our eyes, Lord.
让我们看见这些临到我们，其实都是变相的祝福。
That we can see that all these come to us is a blessing in disguise.
是主，因为你要在我们身上做成你自己荣美的工作。
Because it is you who wants to accomplish a marvelous and glorious work in us.
要把我们这个败坏的自己借着十字架把它除掉。
So this corrupted self will be done away with by the cross.
好叫你荣美的生命可以显在我们的身上。
That your glorious life may be manifested through us.
难怪做事的人说，十字架对主是羞辱，是痛苦。
So the hymn that said, "The cross is shame and pain to the Lord."
那对我们说起来，是我们的生命，
it is,
是我们的能力，是我们的荣耀。
It is life and power and glory to us.
主，只有在你荣光照耀在我们心头的时候，
Lord, it is only when you shine your glorious light upon our hearts,
我们看见了十字架真正带给我们的祝福，
that we can truly see the blessing from the cross.
我们才会永远的要把自己摆在这条十字架的路上。
Then we will ever place ourselves in the way of the cross.
你这位化咒诅为祝福的神啊，
You are the God who turns a curse into a blessing.
求在我们经历十字架的咒诅的时候，
As we go through the curse of the cross,
就让我们看见你的祝福要倾倒下来。
May we also see your blessing being poured out.
要充满在我们的里面。
That you will fill our life with blessings.
主啊，祝福你的教会。
May you bless your church.
祝福每一个弟兄姊妹。
Bless every brother and sister.
使我们都能够这条路上能够走得好。
So that we can walk steadfastly on this path.
能够永远效忠于你的自己。
So that we will ever be true to you.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' holy name we pray.
有好一段时间没有和弟兄姊妹见面交通。
It has been a while since I came to fellowship with you.
在今天主带领我来到这里，和弟兄姊妹相聚在主的跟前，心中真是非常的喜乐。
My heart is filled with joy as the Lord leads me to come back here and fellowship with you.
我今天要讲的主题是化咒诅为祝福的神。
The topic today is the God who turns a curse into a blessing.
我们要读的圣经，先读民数记二十二章。
Let us first read from the book of Numbers, chapter 22.
对不起。民数记二十二章，我们就读前面的六节。
We'll read the first six verses in Numbers chapter 22.
第一节到第六节。
From verse 1 to 6.
好不好？啊，我们好了，我们中文读一节，英文，我中文先读一段，后来和你这个。
Okay, we'll alternate between Chinese and English.
以色列人起行，在摩押平原约旦河东对着耶利哥安营。以色列人向亚摩利人所行的一切事，西伯的儿子巴勒都看见了。摩押人因以色列民甚多，就大大惧怕，心内忧愁忧急，对米甸的长老说，现在这众人要把我们视为所有的一概舔尽，就如牛舔尽田间的草一般。那时西伯的儿子巴勒做摩押王，他差遣使者往大河边的彼得去，到比尔的儿子巴兰本乡那里，找巴兰来说，有一种民从埃及出来，遮满地面，与我对居，这民比我强盛，现在求你来为我咒诅他们，或者我能够得胜，攻打他们，赶出此地，因为我知道你为谁祝福，谁就得福，你咒诅谁，谁就受咒诅。
Verse 1, then the sons of Israel journeyed and camped in the plains of Moab beyond the Jordan opposite Jericho. Now Balak the son of Zippor saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. So Moab was in great fear because of the people, for they were numerous, and Moab was in dread of the sons of Israel. And Moab said to the elders of Midian, Now this horde will lick up all that is around us, as the ox licks up the grass of the field. And Balak the son of Zippor was the king of Moab at that time. So he sent messengers to Balaam the son of Beor at Pethor, which is near the river, in the land of the sons of his people, to call him, saying, Behold, the people came out of Egypt. Behold, they covered the surface of the land, and they're living opposite me. Now therefore, please come, curse this people for me, since they're too mighty for me. Perhaps I may be able to defeat them and drive them out of the land, for I know he whom you bless is blessed, and he whom you curse is cursed.
这段圣经的背景是以色列百姓已经从埃及出来，经过旷野40年的掳经。
The background of these scriptures is that the Israelites came out of Egypt. They already went through the wilderness for 40 years.
经过许多的征战，许多的试炼。
They went through many trials, many warfare.
神在他们中间行了很大的神迹奇事。
And God has done mighty, wondrous miracles among them.
所以当有一些仇敌，他们看见神在以色列中间所行的这些奇妙的奇事的时候，心中都很害怕。
So when the enemies of Israelites saw all the miracles that God has done in them, and they were fear in their hearts.
因为看见神在以色列身上所做的实在是奇妙的大事，都是逢凶化吉的。
Because truly God has done marvelous great things among the Israelites, had turned many dangers into blessing.
虽然一路上都是荆棘蒺藜，四围都陷阱网罗。
Even though there were traps and thorns all among their ways.
但神都带领以色列人经过这些难处。
But God has brought the Israelites through all the difficulties.
最后已经来到了迦南美地的边境上。
At the end, here they came to the edge of the land of Canaan.
所以那个摩押王巴勒看见这以色列人这些奇妙的事情的时候啊，
So Balak, the king of Moab, saw all these wondrous things.
那现在这帮以色列就要经过摩押的境内。
And they saw the Israelites are about to pass through the land of Moab.
所以他们心里非常的恐慌。
So there were great fear in their hearts.
这样怎么能够拦阻这帮以色列人呢？不要到摩押地来。
He thought to himself, how can I prevent the Israelites from coming to Moab?
所以摩押王跟米甸王跟米甸人他们一同商议。
So the king of Moab, consulted with the people of Midian.
他们决定要去请大河那边，在彼得那里，要把那一个叫称为先知的巴兰召来。
They decided they should go consult and invite Balaam, who was called a prophet who lives beyond the river.
并且用许多金银财宝去雇用这个巴兰，让他们 要来咒诅以色列人。
And they shall hire Balaam with many gold and silver, so that Balaam will curse the people.
那巴兰呢？他明明知道是不能够咒诅耶和华神的百姓。
And Balaam, he knew that he cannot curse the people of Israel, who is the people of God.
但是为了这么丰富的这些经营这些利益，他的心就动摇了。
But his heart was moved when he saw all the gold and silver that was provided.
明知不应该去，他还是去了。
And he knew he shouldn't have gone, but he did. He went anyway.
那么这个摩押王呢，就把巴兰领到一个高坡上，一个高处。
So the king of Moab brought Balaam to a great height, to a high mountain.
叫他观看以色列的这个是百姓所那个分居住的地方。
So that he can see.All the dwelling places of Israel.
那么在那里呢，就做了七座坛。
And they built seven altars.
也预备了七只公牛，也七只公羊。
And they prepared seven bulls and seven rams.
在每一个坛上献一只公牛，献一只公羊。
They offered one bull and one ram on each altar.
他就要这个巴兰啊，来咒诅以色列百姓。
And they were preparing for Balaam to curse the people of Israel.
那么巴兰就说呢。耶和华指示我什么，我就告诉你们什么。
And Balaam said, I will speak whatever the Lord had put in my mouth.
巴兰的本意呢，是要照着摩押王的意思来咒诅这许多以色列人。
Balaam's intention was that he should curse the people of Israel according to the intention of Balak.
但是神呢，却使巴兰的咒诅都变成了祝福。
But God has turned every curse into a blessing.
那这件事情对我们说起来有什么影响？
So what does that mean to us? How does it affect us?
我们要知道，神的儿女来奔走这条属天道路的时候，
We know as children of God, as we walk on this heavenly path,
我们一路上也常常遇见仇敌的攻击。
We often have enemy to attack us along the way.
我们一路上跟随主，常常碰见许多的难处，许多的试炼。
As we follow the Lord, we'll find many difficulties, many trials.
因为仇敌啊，是千方百计的要来拦住我们这些神的儿女，不让我们在神的道路上往前去。
Because the enemy of God is trying all his ways and using all different schemes to prevent the children of God from moving forward.
他要用各样的环境来扰害我们。
He brings different environments to distract us.
要破坏我们。
To destroy us.
要伤害我们。
To hurt us.
甚至咒诅我们。
Even to curse us.
但是呢，要知道神也是这样，常常在仇敌咒诅我们的时候，来把仇敌的咒诅化成祝福。
But we ought to know God is still the God who turns every curse into a blessing, even when the enemy tries to harm us.
就最明显的一件事情，就是当主耶稣就钉十字架的事情上。
And the most obvious to us is when Jesus was nailed to the cross.
我们知道，撒旦知道这位耶稣基督是从神那里来，要来成功神的救赎。
As far as we knew,we know that Satan knew that Jesus came from God and he came to accomplish the salvation of God.
要把神所拣选的人啊，从撒旦的手下抢救出来。
Jesus came to rescue men from the grasp of Satan.
要摧毁仇敌的国度。
And he came to destroy the kingdom of the enemies.
要带进基督的国度。
To bring in the kingdom of Christ.
所以呢，撒旦就用尽办法想怎样来破坏、来杀害耶稣基督
？So Satan used all his schemes to try to kill Jesus.
所以自从当主耶稣降生不久
，So even as soon as Jesus was born,
希律王就要用尽办法杀尽伯利恒城里凡两岁以下的男孩子。
King Herod used his power trying to kill every male son in the city of Bethlehem under 2 years old.
从那个时候开始啊，一路上主耶稣33年半的生活里边呢，你看见犹太人、那些法利赛人、那些撒都盖人、那些希律党的人、那些祭司长、文士， 个个都是想把耶稣置于死地。
Ever since then, for 33.5 years as Jesus walked the earth, everyone from the Israelites to the Pharisees to the scribes to the lawyers, they all tried their best to murder Jesus.
就像诗篇第二篇所讲的，外邦为什么争闹？万民为什么谋算虚妄的事？
As Psalm 2 says, why do the king, the nations, raise commotion?
世上的君王一起起来，要抵挡耶和华的受膏者。
The king of this, the ruler of the earth consult together against the Lord and against his anointed one.
所以整个黑暗的权势啊，都是想要把耶稣基督置于死地。
So all the power of the evil one come consult together trying to kill Jesus.
那么最后呢，就借着那个比拉多，就把耶稣基督钉死在十字架上。
At the end, it was through Pilate that Jesus was nailed to the cross.
你知道什么叫做十字架呀？
And do you know what cross means?
十字架就是咒诅的一个标记。
And cross is a curse.
因为
加拉太书 symbol of curse.Because Galatians, he says,
凡被挂在木头上的都是被咒诅的。
Curse is the one who is hung on the tree.
所以撒旦把耶稣就钉在十字架上，就是咒诅临到了主耶稣。
So as Satan nailed Jesus to the tree, it means that a curse had come to Christ.
但是神呢，却是这个咒诅变成了祝福。
But God has turned this great curse into a blessing.
因为我们的神啊，用他奇妙的智慧，借着十字架的死，主耶稣基督在十字架的死，败坏了掌世间的魔鬼。
Because by the marvelous wisdom of God, through the death on the cross, he had to put to death all the power of the power and dominion of the evil one.
并且因此成功了神的救赎。
And also he accomplished the salvation of God through the cross.
好，可借着十字架呀。来完成神自己的旨意。
So it is through the cross God had accomplished His will.
那么这2000多年以来，教会的历史也一直证明这件事。
So for the past 2000 years, the history of the church also proves this one point.
这2000多年以来，撒旦也一直想要毁坏教会。
Even through the past 2000 years, Satan tried to destroy the church.
想要杀害神的儿女。
He tries to put to death the children of God.
从当时使徒时代，希律党、那罗马帝国那些人，想怎么样杀害逼迫使徒。
In the time of the apostles, when the Roman Empire trying to persecute all the apostles.
后来经过罗马帝国十次的大逼迫。
Through 10 great persecutions by the Roman Empires.
一直到近代，我们知道在中国共产党掌权之后，也曾经扬言。要把基督教从中国境内完全铲除。
Even until recent years, we know after the Communist Party took over China, they had promised to get rid of all Christianity from China.
所以停止了教会各样的聚会。
So they stopped all activities of the church.
把那些礼拜堂都变成其他的用处。
And they turned all the worship places to other
functional spaces. 这个实在是仇敌要咒诅神的儿女。
It's as if the enemy is bringing a curse to the people of God.
但是呢，这2000多年以来啊，我们一直看见神就是把撒旦的咒诅都变成了祝福。
But we see through 2000 years, God had continually turning, he had been continually turning the curse from Satan into a blessing.
无论是罗马帝国的时代
，either in the time of the Roman empires,
无论是中国大陆。所经过的那些事情
or all the events that were happening to China
我们都看见了经过仇敌的这样的破坏反而是叫基督徒生长得比以前更加强更加丰富
We see through all the persecutions from the enemies the Christian life had become stronger
叫教会更加长大
that the church had grown up
叫神的儿女们在说的是更加丰富
and the people of God became more abundant
所以弟兄姊妹今天你我是不是也常常经历到这一些撒旦在我们身上来咒诅我们的工作
So brothers and sisters have you also encountered these curses that came from Satan?
可能我们多多少少 都会碰到这样一些环境。
Perhaps more or less we have encountered some environments.
好像常常仇敌正是用尽各样的方法要来难为我们，要来伤害我们。
In these circumstances, as if the enemy is trying all his best to harm us.
好像这些都是仇敌咒诅我们。
And as if he's cursing us.
想要把我们置于死地。
And he wants to put us to death.
几乎叫我们没办法活下去。
Even to a point that we cannot live on anymore.
所以仇敌为什么这样千方百计的要来咒诅我们呢？
Why is the enemy trying so hard to curse us?
叫你在属灵的路上没办法向前行走。
And he tried to prevent you from moving forward on the spiritual path.
有很多基督徒啊，因着这些环境，几乎灰心了。
And many Christians even gave up hope in some of these environments.
上了胆了。
And they have lost faith.
好像我是没办法再走下去了。
As if, oh, I cannot go on anymore.
我软弱了。
I have become weak.
我走这条道路也是疲倦了。
And I have become weary.
但是你可真知道，神就是借着这些环境，来把撒旦的咒诅都变成对我们的祝福。
But do you know, brothers and sisters, God is using every circumstance to turn the curse of the enemy.Into blessings to us.
十字架虽然是一个咒诅的标记，
Yes, cross is a symbol of curse.
但是如果我们真肯把自己摆上这条十字架路上的时候，
But if we're willing to place ourselves and surrender us, ourselves to the way of the cross,
结果呢，神叫撒旦所有的咒诅啊，都变成对我们的祝福。
Then you will find out that God is turning every single curse from Satan into a blessing.
我们要知道，我们的神啊，就是使咒诅化成祝福的那位神。
So you need to come to know our God, who is the one who turns curse into a blessing.
那么今天呢，我就要从那个巴兰的一生的咒诅怎么变成神的祝福。
So I'll share with you today from the story of Balaam how he had turned his curses into oracles of blessings.
我们要看看神是怎样使仇敌的咒诅变成了对我们的祝福。
From that, we can also see how God is turning our curse into blessings.
我们现在然后弟兄姊妹再来读二十三章民数记二十三章。
Now we'll read from Numbers chapter 23.
因为巴兰在这里有四首的诗歌
And here are four oracles of Balaam
每一首诗歌他本来都是要咒诅以色列百姓
And every single oracle he began intending to curse Israel
结果神都是撒旦的咒诅变成了对神的儿女们的祝福
And God had turned every single curse into a blessing to the people of Israel
第一首诗歌呢，我们到二十三章的第四节到第十节。
And we'll first read from verse 4 to verse 10 in chapter 23.
好不好？我们弟兄姊妹大家一同来读好了。
Let us, perhaps we can read it together.
这四首诗歌都是非常的宝贵，内容非常的丰富。
And all these four oracles have great content, very rich content.
二十三章第四节起。
Let's read from verse 4.
神迎见巴兰，巴兰说：“我预备了七座坛，
在
每座坛上献了一只公牛，一只公羊。”耶和华将话传给巴兰，又说：“你回到巴兰那里，要如此如此说。”他就回到巴兰那里，见他同摩亚的使臣都站在燔祭旁边。巴兰便提起诗歌说：“巴勒引我出亚兰，摩亚王引我出东山，说：来呀，为我咒诅雅各，来呀，怒骂以色列神。神没有咒诅的，我焉能咒诅？耶和华没有怒骂的，我焉能怒骂？我从高峰看他，从小山望他。”这是夺取的民，无力在万民中。谁能数遍雅各的尘土？谁能计算以色列人的四分之一？我愿如一人之十而十，我愿如一人之中而中。好，这首诗歌它的重点就在第 九节，第九节那里。
We see the important, the most important part, the central theme of the oracle is found in verse 9.
这个从巴兰口中说出来的话呀，他神没有做主的，我怎么能够做主？神没有怒骂的，我怎么能够怒骂
？According to Balaam's own word, he said, "How shall I curse whom God has not cursed? How should I denounce whom the Lord has not denounced?"
我从高峰看他，从小山望他。这是独居的民，不立在万民中。
He says in verse 9, As I see him from the top of the rocks, and I look at him from the hills, behold, a people who dwells apart, and shall not be reckoned among the nations.
因为第一首诗歌啊，就给我们看见，在神眼中来看教会，神的儿女们是神独居的民。
So from this first oracle, we see that in the eyes of God, he sees his church, that this is a people who dwells apart.
这是教会在神面前那个独特的地位。
And this is our unique position before God.
我从高峰看他，从小山望他。
I see him from the top of the rocks, and I look at him from the hills.
我们呢，都需要被神带到高峰上去。
We all need to be lifted up by God to the top of the rock.
那就从高处来看神的儿女们。
And we can see the people of God from the hills.
你从高处来看的时候啊，你的口中就发出赞美的话语了。
When you see the people of God from great heights, your mouth will be filled with praise.
我们一般人呢，我们都喜欢从属地的方面来看神的儿女。
Most of us like to see the people of God from earthly perspective.
我们从属地方面来看神的儿女啊，常常看见许多的难处，许多不美丽的那种种的光景。
And when we see it from the earthly perspective,We see many difficulties and we see many things that's not very seemly. And then we will think to ourselves, man, there are so many difficulties at church. And I see no one is perfect around me. Everyone has problems.
所以呢，我们常常说，哎呀，看看弟兄姊妹的光景啊，我都被他们绊倒。
And even as I look at the conditions of the people around me, I am stumbled.
因为我们是从属地方面来看神的儿女。
Because we're looking from the earthly perspective.
所以属地方面来看神的儿女啊，你只会看见弟兄姊妹的难处。
From the earthly perspective, you will only see the problems.
你看不见神儿女身上那个美好的光景。
And you cannot see the beauty in the people of God.
你一从属天的地位上来看。
But when we're lifted up to the heavenly perspective,
诗篇二十二篇一句话很好。
As Psalm 22 says,
这个大卫说啊，论到世上的圣民，他们又美又善。
And David says, the holy people of God are beautiful and seemly.
其实以色列人并不是又美又善啊。
And truly, the Israelites were not beautiful or seemly.
但是大卫一看啊，他说论到世上的圣民，他们又美又善。
But when David sees the people of the Israelites, and he sees great beauty.
为什么大卫会说这样的话呢？
How come David can say utter such words as this?
因为他把耶和华摆在面前。
Because God is before his face.
因为他的心专一地注视在神身上。
And his heart is single before God.
所以当他和神之间有美好的交通。
So when he fellowship in such sweetness and beauty
before God. 当他生活在神里面，生活在主里面的时候。
When he abides in the Lord.
你看他就看见了，那个世上的圣民，他们又美又善。
And he can see the people of God beautiful and seemly.How good and beautiful.
这句话在我们身上也是实际。
And this should be a reality in us.
如果我们活在自己里头。
If we're living in ourselves,
我们看弟兄姊妹，我们常常看见他们的软弱。
Then we'll only see the weaknesses.
看见他们失败的地方。
We'll only see their failures as we look at brothers and sisters.
你想想是不是？当我光景不好的时候。
Isn't that true?
我看龚古华也讨厌，看见李俊凯也讨厌。
When I'm in a horrible condition myself, and I see Brother James, I see he's annoying, and I see Brother Jack, and I think he's annoying. But truly, it's because I have problems. And I have not been in good fellowship with the Lord. So I see everyone, and I see them as annoying. But when I'm in in fellowship with God,
有甜美的交通,
when I have sweet fellowship with the Lord,
所以当我这么活在主里面的时候, 我看见你全看,
when I can abide in the Lord and I see our brothers and we see it, man, they are beautiful. And I see my brother James, he said, that's so precious to have a brother. And as soon as I see brothers and sisters, my heart are filled with praise. And I see all the people of God, every single one is beautiful and precious.
所以这个诗歌里面说,
so Balaam's oracle says, this is a people dwells apart, who shall not be reckoned among the nations.
这个叫做异象,
so he, this is a vision.
在异象里面看见了, 哎, 神的儿女是独居的民, 不立在万民之中的,
and he saw a vision that this people of God dwells apart who will not be reckoned among the nations.
独居的民啊, 就是说到神的儿女是被神从世界当中分别出来的,
and this talks about the people of God had been consecrated, set apart from the world.
和世界上一般人就不一样,
and we're different from the people of the world.
我们前几个礼拜啊, 在纽约长岛, 我们这个家庭聚会里面, 我们读一本本人约翰的传记。
A few weeks ago in Long Island, in our family gathering, we were reading a biography of John Bain. Bain John? John Bain.
John Bain. 许多神儿女们都很熟悉的一个很出名的弟兄,
and John Bunyan, and many brothers and sisters know him.
因为他写了一本非常属灵宝贵的书, 叫做《天路历程》,
because he had written a very popular book, The Pilgrim Progress.
大家都知道, 除了圣经之外, 就是《天路历程》的销路最广,
we know outside the Bible, Pilgrim Progress is the bestseller of all times. And it was translated into many languages.
那本人约翰, 他怎么信主, 怎么被主吸引来跟随主的呢?
And how did John Bunyan was attracted by the Lord and become a follower of the Lord?
就碰见一般妇女们, 都是姊妹, 都是主里面的姊妹。
One time he went to a place and he met many sisters.
他们在那交通的一些事情,
and he was listening to their sharings.
就本人约翰呢, 就听他们, 他就在旁边听他们讲话,
as this brother John was listening to their fellowship,
哎, 他就说, 这些妇女们啊, 好像是世界上独特的一般, 一般人,
and he thought to himself, these sisters, they are as if a people set apart.
他一听见他们这个姊妹讲的话呀, 就和世界上其他的人就是不是一个类不一样。
As he heard the fellowship from these sisters, he thought, these people are so different from everyone else he has met in the world. Have you had this sense?
这个以前我在奥斯汀的时候, 有些, 国内来的, 这个, 来探亲的这些, 年长的, 老先生, 老太太,
Before, when I was in Austin, many times there are elderly men or women who came to visit their children. When they come from China, their children will invite them to church.
结果他们后来说见证说啊, 他我们本来呢, 就是被他们拉来啊, 勉勉强强来参加教会聚会。
Later on, we heard their testimony. They said, at first, I was just dragged to church to hear their fellowship.
没别的地方去。
And we were pretty lonely at In America, we have nowhere else to go, so we came to church. And it was good that we can come to church and meet many other Chinese and eat Chinese food.
何乐而不为啊?
And isn't that good anyway?
哎,但是来了几次之后啊,哎,就觉得啊,哎,这教会里面这些人哦,和世界上其他的人就不大一样的。
But after they came to church, they found out that the people of the church are very different from the people of the world.
这些弟兄姊妹都很有爱心。
There was one characteristic that they all have. There is great love in their hearts.
还有一个特点呢, 就这些基督徒很奇怪的。
And also these Christians are very strange.
别人呢, 我们一般人呢, 假设我吃了亏了, 哦, 我给人交往吃亏了, 心里面很难过, 晚上都睡不好觉。
And other people, people of the world, when they were hurt by others in dealing with others, they will feel very upset and they couldn't even sleep. But if I took other people's benefit, then I feel very happy. Isn't that true for most people? But these Christians, they're different. And if they took advantage of someone, they couldn't sleep at night. They have to repent. But if other people took advantage of them, they will actually turn around and praise God.
你占了便宜了就睡不好觉
Isn't that strange? If you took advantage of others, you couldn't sleep. But if other people took advantage of you, then you will praise God.
这叫什么?
What is?
这独居的民不立在万民中的
Isn't that so that they have testified that these people are people set apart who cannot be reckoned among the nations?
看见神的儿女在神面前独居的民
And then you must see that the children of God are set apart
before God.
Let us see the second oracle. It is in the same chapter. We'll read from verse 13 to verse 26. Then maybe we'll read a shorter version. Let us just read from verse 18 to 26. And the second oracle tells us and calls us to see the beauty, the perfection of church without blemish.
这是四个的中心点啊，他就借着巴兰说啊，他未见雅各中有罪孽，也未见以色列中有奸恶。
The central theme of this oracle is found in verse 21. He has not observed misfortune in Jacob, nor has he seen trouble in Israel.
你看看啊，这个神啊，竟然就说啊。 他没有看见雅各中有罪孽，也看不见以色列中有任何的奸恶。
You see, God in when He sees Jacob, He does not see any misfortune, and He cannot see any trouble.
这又是在异象和启示当中来看神的百姓。
And this we must also see the people of God through vision.
如果照人的眼光来看的话呢，以色列中呢。
If you see it from the perspective of men, then you can see many trouble and misfortune of Jacob. And if you have read all the history through the Bible, then you will see all the sins and transgressions of Israel. They came out from Egypt to the wilderness.
一碰见红海，前面受到拦阻了，就发怨言。
As soon as they came before the Red Sea, they began to murmur.
摩西，你怎么把我们领到这里来，要我们死啊
？Moses, you have brought us here to die.
他们就埋怨摩西了。
And they start to complain to Moses.
后来等到没有粮食吃。
And after a while, they ran out of food.
没有水喝。
They don't have water.
有的水也是苦的。
And even the water before them were bitter.
他们就回想。哎呀，我们在埃及是多好啊！
So、they thought,
我们围在肉锅旁边烤肉吃，还有葱、酒、大蒜等等。
And they were reminiscent of the time,、the days in Egypt that they were sitting by the fire eating meat and the scallion and cucumber.
他们忘掉他们在埃及时曾经这么发怨言，说是劳苦担重担，替法老做那些和泥巴烧砖头的事情。
They have already forgotten all the murmuring that they had done in Egypt when they were suffering hard labor under the Pharaoh.
现在来到了旷野。
Now they have come to the wilderness.
什么都没有。
And there is nothing.
有的也是天掉下来玛纳吗？也是淡然无味的。
Everything they have came from heaven. Even a manna had lost its taste.
那头几天吃是还可以了。
The first few days were okay.
吃了几天之后啊，天天吃这个玛纳，天天吃这个玛纳。
After many weeks, they have eaten manna day after day after day, and there was no taste.
像我们基督徒一样的。
Even as our Christians, right?
这基督徒就要聚会啊，读圣经啊，祷告啊。这个长的人就要叫我们读圣经，就要叫我们祷告。
As Christians, we come to meetings, we come to pray and read the Bible. Even our brothers keep telling us to read the Bible and pray.
你们这是这个年长的弟兄们，除了叫我们要聚会、要读圣经、祷告之外，你们还会讲什么
？You elderly brothers, besides telling us you should come to meeting and read the Bible, what else can you tell us?
读经祷告，读经祷告，我听都听厌了。
Read the Bible and pray, read the Bible and pray. We've heard it too many times.
一点新鲜的事情都没有啊。
There's nothing new.
所以这就发起怨言来了。
So we start to murmur ourselves.
你看看，特别是那个等到这个摩西到山上去和神亲近四十天的时候啊，他们说看不见摩西了。
Even when Moses went up to Mount Sinai to meet with God face to face, they couldn't see Moses anymore.
啊，这个怎么办呢？
They thought to themselves, what can we do now?
他们呀，好。就叫你们姊妹们哈，说妇女们的金耳环啊，这个金项链啊，都拿下来。
So,
他们就制造一个金牛犊。
So they told all the women, take out your golden earrings, your necklaces. Let's melt all the gold together to build to make a calf.
啊，造一个金牛犊的时候啊，那这个就是领我们出埃及地的耶和华神。
So they had molded this golden calf. They said, "This is the God who led us out of Egypt."
现在还是什么荒唐的事情。
Isn't that ridiculous?
他自己用那个耳环这些东西造起了一个金牛犊，说这个就是领我们出埃及地的耶和华神。
They had made a sculpture with the idol with their own hand, and they said, "This is the God who led us out of Egypt."
所以啊，神一知道，一看见神以色列百姓做了这样的，神就真是心中极其愤怒。
So when God saw all the things that the Israelites had done, there was anger burning in his heart. And there were many corruptions, even among the people of Korah. They rebelled against the Lord. Do you not see all the rebellions and evil of Israel? Do you not see trouble among Jacob? From our eyes, there are so many troubles and misfortunes.
那神啊,
But God is like a parent.
自己说我的孩子不好, 不让别人来说我的孩子不好。
God is like a parent. We all know, I'm the only one that's allowed to speak something bad about my child. No one else is allowed to say anything bad about my child.
明明我的孩子在外面跟人家打架闹事。
Yes, I see my child causing trouble with others.
叫别人要管教我的孩子，打了他几下呀，那可不得了了。
But I will not allow anyone else to discipline him.
你看我的孩子多好，你晓得吧
？Do you not know how good my child is?
将来要得诺贝尔奖金的。
He will grow up to win Nobel Prize.
可能让他成为将来美国总统的候选人的。
Perhaps he will even be a president candidate for the presidency.
那在我们心中是非常宝贵的。
In our heart, our children are precious.
你凭什么来打我的孩子啊
？What right do you have to discipline my child？
那是不可开交的，是不是啊？
那有
这神也是。
So is our God.
这关起门来呢，就是我们这些儿女啊。
He will discipline us behind closed doors, and yes, we do have many misfortunes and
troubles. 但是魔鬼你要来咒诅我的百姓呢，神也不依的。
But if Satan wants to come in and curse his God's people, and he will not allow it.
神要爱我们呢，爱到一个地步啊，他他未见雅各中有罪孽。也看不见一生当中有奸恶。
Because God loves us so much, He says, "I have not seen any misfortune among Jacob, or any trouble in Israel."
但神这样说也是有原因的。
And there is also a reason that God can say such.
因为神把我们摆在基督里面。
Because He has placed us in Christ.
是基督里边，主耶稣的宝血已经洗净我们一切的罪。
And in Christ, there is the precious blood of Christ that has washed all our sins away.
在基督的救赎里边，他看不见我们一切的败坏的东西。
And in the salvation of Christ, He cannot see any misfortune in us.
所以我们这些都是儿女们呐，我们有两方面的身份。
So we have a double identity as children of God.
第一方面在自己里面的身份。
First of all, when we're in ourselves,
就是我们在亚当里面的光景。
And when we come back to our old conditions in Adam,
那的的确确我们是可怒之子，我们是败坏之子。
Yes, we are sons of wrath. We are vessels of corruption.
那是正是败坏的。
And yes, we are so corrupt.
那第二方面呢，是在基督的救赎里面的身份。
But we again can come into the identity under the salvation of Christ.
我们确实圣洁，没有瑕疵。
We are holy without blemish.
所以为什么我们要来不平纪念主？
So why do we need to come before the table and remember the Lord?
我们每一个主日，我们的不平纪念主啊，就是神来告诉我们，提醒我们呢，当我们和基督联合的时候，我们就变成了没有奸恶、没有罪孽的儿女。
Every Lord's Day, as we come before the table and remember Him, He reminds us that we're united with Christ. Now we're in Him, without holy, without blemish.
我在不平的时候啊，我也很喜欢唱一首诗歌。
And there is one hymn I particularly like to sing before the table.
我洁净神净到如此，已经不能够再相近。
And that I'm so near to God that I cannot nearer be.
他是如何爱他的儿子，照样爱我不稍改。
He, the way he loves his son, so will he love me.
你们会不会背唱这个诗歌？
Do you know this hymn?
神既爱我爱到如此，已经不能再真爱。他是如何爱他儿子，照样爱我不少改。我还会唱吗？
Do you know how to sing it?
好的诗歌啊，都要把它背下来。
And these beautiful hymns, we ought to memorize them.
你可以随口唱出来，那就好。
So that you can always have it.
所以你不必翻诗歌本。
Before you,
一有感动，马上就唱出来。
And you don't even need to flip through the hymn book.As soon as the Lord moves you, you can sing it.
神就爱我爱到一个地步啊，他怎么样爱他的儿子，就照样爱我不少改。
God loves us so much that the way He loves His own Son, He loves me not any bit less.
这个多宝贵啊
！How precious is that?
还有一句呢，他说有欢呼王的声音在他们中间。
And also it says there were the shout of a king is among them.
我们每一次来聚会的时候啊。我们要知道我们的王就在我们中间。
And every time we come to a gathering, we need to know our king is among us.
所以我在纽约时常常跟弟兄姊妹讲。
So in New York, I always tell the brothers and sisters.
每一次的聚会要知道今天荣耀的王我们的主耶稣基督就在我们中间。
Every time you come to a gathering, you need to know even today that the glorious king is among us.
因为主说无论在哪里你们两三个人奉我的名聚会，我就在你们中间。
Because the Lord has promised, wherever you are, two or three gathers in my name, I am there with you.
所以我们到聚会里面呢，不敢随便的。
So you cannot be so casual before you,
你不要马马虎虎走来走去啊，
meeting.
什么啊，聚也可以，不聚也不可以，也可以的啊。
You cannot be so casual coming in and out.
每一次聚会都是主把我们召聚在一起。
Every time we gather, it is because the Lord has called us together.And His presence is with us.
荣耀的王在我们中间。
He's a glorious King dwelling among us.
所以呢，这神的儿女们在王的跟前呢，都要发出这个欢呼赞美的声音来。
So there is a shout of a King among the people of God.
这个欢呼王的声音一发出来的时候啊，叫仇敌都震动了，被震动了。
When the shout of a king is sounded among the people, even the enemies are shaken.
你们没有看看《使徒行传》里面那个所发生的许多的事情
？Do you see all the things happening in the Book of Acts?、
哦、有一次啊，这个使徒彼得啊，他们被那个犹太人们抓去关起来了。
There was one time Peter was captured by the Jews and were casted into prison.
后来教会就为他们祷告。
And、so the church was praying for them.
那后来就被释放出来了。
And they were released.
当彼得和让他们到弟兄们中间去的时候
，When Peter came among the brethren,
好、哦，教会正在祷告，一看见他们来的时候，浩浩荡荡，众圣徒都欢呼起来了。
And when they saw Peter, that came among them.All the saints shouted.
说圣经记载说啊，这个地都震动起来了。
They shouted with joy, even to a point that the earth was shaken.
说神的儿女们在聚会中间呢、啊，应该发出欢呼王的声音。
So the children of God, the people of God, as we come before in the gathering, we need to have a shout of a king.
何等珍贵！
How glorious, how precious is our King.
我们众城门都要向他抬起头来。
All the gates, lift up your heads.
欢迎他来。
To bring in the King of Glory.
这样呢、啊，你会发出赞美欢呼的时候啊，你叫仇敌都上胆都退回去了。
So you, as we shout before the King, all our enemies will retreat.
好，我们再来看第三十四个。
And then we see the third oracle.
我们要到二十四章了。
It's found in chapter 24.
二十四章我们也读短一点好了啊，从第三节读起。到第九节好。
We'll read from verse 3-9.
他便提起诗歌说
up,
比尔的儿子巴兰说
said, the oracle of
眼目闭住的人说得听神的言语得见全能者的异象眼目睁开而扑倒的人说雅各啊你的帐篷何等华美以色列啊你的帐幕何其华丽如基甸的山谷如河旁的园子如耶和华所栽的沉香树如水遍的香柏木谁要从他的洞里流出总之要撒在沟水之处他的王却超过雅加他的国必要振兴神领他出埃及他似乎他要吞噬敌国折断他们的骨头用剑碎头他们他奔入公司恶入谋私谁敢惹他凡给你祝福的愿他蒙福凡咒诅你的愿他受咒诅这四个一手比一手强
And his oracles are stronger one after another and richer one after another.
那么在说到第三十四个之前呢，先要讲一句话。
And before I talked about the third oracle, I want to say this one thing.
在第三节里面啊，他说眼目闭住的人，这个闭住的也可以翻成睁开。
It says in verse 3 that the oracle of the man whose eyes is opened.
哎，眼目睁开的人说，得听神的言语，得见全能者的异象。眼目睁开而扑倒的人说
The oracle of him who hears the words of God, who sees the vision of the Almighty, falling down yet having his eyes wide opened.
他一连几次都讲了眼目睁开的人
And he said it many times, the one whose eye is opened.
所以一个眼睛被圣灵开启的人
A man whose eyes opened by the Holy Spirit,
就看见了神荣耀的异象
and he can see the vision of the Almighty.
那么他的赞美，他就像泉源一样就涌流出来了。
And there will be praise from him like that gushes out like spring.
但是眼目闭住的话呢，你就看不见。
But if our eyes are closed, then we cannot see.
所以使徒保罗为我们祷告呢，要求神的灵呢，要开启我们心中的眼睛。
So when Apostle Peter prayed for the church. He said,
让我们那个看见神荣耀的事。
And when Apostle Paul was written to the church, he
那么这四个的内容
呢 I pray that the eyes of your heart will be opened that you can see glorious things of God.
教会的华丽和荣美。
Here, this oracle calls us to see the beauty and the glory of the church.
他在这里说雅各啊你的帐篷何等华美以色列啊你的帐幕何其华丽。
Excuse me. Here it says, how fair are your tents, O Jacob, and your dwellings, O Israel?
这华美是因为最华美的主显在神百姓的中间。
And they have this fairness and beauty. It is because the fairest of all, the Lord, the beauty of the Lord is manifested among them.
所以作诗的人就常常说，万军之耶和华呀，你的居所何等可爱。
So the psalmist often say, how beautiful are your tents, O King of hosts.
那可爱到一个什么地步啊？
How lovely are you
dwelling place? 我宁可在耶和华的殿中看门。
Even to a point that I would rather be a watchman in your temple, that I will not dwell in the tents of the wicked.
并且在你院宇中住一日，胜是在别处住上千日。
And better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere.
好，你看看这个多华美啊
！And how beautiful, and how fair.
这眼睛如果被圣灵开启的话。你知道神的家是一个非常丰富、非常荣耀、非常美丽的所在。
We must have our eyes open, then you will see the beauty and the richness of the house of God.
我们宁可在神殿上看门，我们都不要住在恶人的帐篷。
We would rather be a gatekeeper in the temple of God. We will not dwell in the tents of the wicked.
他描写怎么样华丽呢
？And here are the description of how fair it is.
如基甸的山谷，如河旁的园子。如耶和华所栽的沉香木，如水遍的香柏木。
It is like valleys that stretch out like gardens beside the river, like aloes planted by the Lord, and cedars beside the waters.
它这里呢有山有谷有泉源。
Here are hills and valleys, and there are springs of water.
我在北美啊，住过温哥华，也住过奥斯汀。
In North America, I have lived in Vancouver. I've lived in Austin.
这两个地方啊，都有山、有谷、有河流。
And both these places have mountains surrounding them. There are valleys and rivers.
依山傍水，靠近海港。
And Vancouver is by the mountain before the sea.
所以有山有谷。
There are mountains and valleys.
温哥华是很美丽的一个城
市。And they say Vancouver is among the most beautiful cities.
奥斯汀也不错。
And Austin's not bad either.
Austin 也是有高山有低谷。
There are also hills and valleys.
中间还有一条河流。
And there is a great river running through.
因为奥斯汀，因为看那科罗拉多河啊，就穿过奥斯汀这个城市。
If you have been to Austin, you will see the Colorado River runs right through the city.
所以一个地方啊，假如有山有谷又有河流有泉源的话呀，就显得很美丽。
So if there is any place with mountains and valleys and rivers. Then you will see this place is beautiful.
那像旧金山呢，有山有谷啊，就比较美丽。
You see, San Francisco is beautiful because it's upon the hill.
洛杉矶就是一片大平原。
And Los Angeles is flat.
所以没什么风景好看的。
There's not much to see.
基督徒的经历也是一样。
So is the the experience of Christians.
一个基督徒啊，如果你是一生就什么平平淡淡，聚会是来聚会。也没有经过高峰，也没有经过低谷啊！你这个基督徒啊，在神面前就显得不够华美。
If you are a Christian that has no experience before the Lord, your entire life you just come to church and come to meetings, there is no high or low, then it's not as beautiful before the Lord.
那有的基督徒呢，被主带到流泪谷。
But some Christians have been brought to the Valley of Baca.And they have been through tears and pain.
又被带到高峰上。
And they have been brought to the high mountain.
经过流泪谷啊，到了泉源之地。
And they have been through the valley of Baca to this place of the spring.
这样的弟兄、这样的姊妹做起见证来，跟你交锋起来啊，你就觉得他身上那个主的美丽啊，令人炫目。
And when you see these Christians as they testify their testimony.That you will see the beauty of the Lord is manifested fully upon them, and you even envy their experiences. You see, there were 12 sons of Israel.
有的儿子平平淡淡，什么事情都没有。
Some sons didn't go through much, and their life is very flat.
但那个约瑟呢，就困苦了。
But Jacob had gone through great difficulties. Joseph had gone through great difficulties.
约瑟呢？他曾经是看过异象的，看见天上的星星、月亮等，还有什么何坤在那下拜有异象啊。
At first, he has seen visions. He has seen heavenly visions of stars bowing down to him.
因为他父亲特别爱他。
And his father really loves him.
这哥哥就嫉妒他。
So all his brothers are envy of him.
把他卖到埃及去做奴仆。
And he was sold to Egypt as a slave.
好不容易在做奴仆的时候呢，居然吃妥了，他主人就把家里大大小小的都交给他。
And as a slave, he was so faithful that the Potiphar has given him all the authority of his household.
结果那个祖母又来引诱他。
Yet Potiphar's wife came to tempt
him. 因为他不愿意随从去犯罪，结果他又被下在监牢里。
And he did not want to sin against his master, he was cast into prison.
你想想，假如你设身处地想想呀，那个约瑟的经历啊。
If you think about his experience.How difficult would that be?
我是约瑟的话，我真是整天都埋怨。
If I were Joseph, I would be complaining day after day.
那么倒霉啊！
Why am I so unlucky?
你看那么多的弟兄姊妹啊，他们日子过得很好。
There are so many brothers and sisters, and they have lived a good life.
工作很顺利。
And their jobs very smooth.
他们交到的女朋友、男朋友也是很不错。
And then they have boyfriend and girlfriend.
他们呢自己都有很高的职位
，and they have been in high positions in their career.
儿女也到长城的大学
，and even their children had gone go to.
为什么我就这么倒霉呢
？And what's wrong with me？
我到现在到美国多少年了啊？连一个房子都还没有。
I'm so unlucky. I've been in America for so long. I can't even buy a house.
我曾经在国内时，我是也是一个不错的了啊，也是曾经也得过 PhD。
When I was in China, I was doing pretty well. I even received my PhD.
并且国内有很好的工作，很好的职位。
And I had a good job. I had a good career in China.
但是我到美国来了之后呢，我真是一点都不顺利，找工作没有好工作。
But after I came to America, I've gone through nothing but trouble. I couldn't find a job.
还是要替人家打工。
And I'm still working for others.
可能打工都被辞掉了。
And even as I tried to work,
so
I was laid off. So there was nothing good going for me. And especially after I came to believe in Christ. Before I believed in Christ, everything seemed very smooth. But I came to know Christ, after I came to know Christ, many troubles came. So many brothers and sisters cannot understand.
为什么信了耶稣还碰见这么多倒霉的事情？
Why it's so much misfortune as after I believe in Christ?
假是我的话呢，我经常会埋怨。
If I were them, I would complain.
那约瑟呢？你看见了？他经过这些流泪国，经过这些黑暗之地啊，统统他从来没有一句发过怨言。
But as you see, Joseph, when he go through the valley of tears, when he went through the barren land, he had never complained.
并且无论到哪里，做奴仆也好，下监牢也好，耶和华神都与他同在。
Wherever he went as a slave in the prison, his God is always with him.
都能够把神的同在带进来。
He can always bring in the presence of God.
那后来呢？结果神啊，用右手把他高举起来，让他坐到埃及宰相的位置上。
Until one day, the right hand of God lifted him up to the second man in Egypt.
并且呢，居然。收集了天下所有的粮食
，and he even took control of all the grains in the world.
啊，他能够把粮食分给各地有需要的人。
That he can store up the grains and gave to people in need.
你看呢，他有谷有山。
You see, he had been through valleys, he had been through
mountains. 还有活水的泉源涌流在他一生。
And there is a living water running throughout his life.
越是这样呢，你看见了。神的荣美就显在他身上。
When you see the story of Joseph, you saw the beauty of God manifested in him.
看看这个又是其他几个兄弟。
And you see his other brothers.
你看什么西布伦啊，什么拿弗他利啊，好像是平平淡淡。
You see Zebulun or Naphtali, you don't see in many stories. Their life seems very smooth.
是基督徒呢，在主面前的被带领，有谷，有高峰，有河流，有泉源。这个基督的一生啊，显出主的非常丰富和荣美来。
So if you are a Christian that had gone through valleys, you have gone through mountain tops, you have the living river running through you, then you will really manifest the beauty of the Lord.
并且下面还说，他的王必超过雅加。
And even later on, it says his king shall be higher than Agag.
他的国必要正信。
And his kingdom shall be exalted.
他似乎有野牛之力。
And he is.For him, like the horns of the wild ox.
他登入公司，恶如马斯，恶如某斯，谁敢惹他
？He couches, he lies down as a lion. Who dares rouse him?
这是教会执掌基督的权柄。
And here you see how the church, has the authorities of Christ.
你看看呐、啊，《使徒行传》这帮使徒们奉耶稣基督的名所行的事。
You see, in the book of Acts, all the apostles have performed in the name of Christ.
你知道那一天彼得、约翰到圣殿去祷告是吧
？You remember there was one day Peter and John went to the temple to pray.
有一个乞丐来向他们求救济。
There was a beggar came to them asked for money.
彼得说：“金银我都没有。”
Peter says, "Gold and silver I have not."
但是我又拿上了耶稣基督的名字。
But I have the in the name of Jesus.
我奉拿上了耶稣基督的名，叫你起来行走。
And in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I ask, stand up and walk.
那个瘸腿的人呢、啊？就起来跳着走着赞美着走到圣殿里面去
The paralyzed man suddenly jumped up from his mat and leaping into the to the temple and praised.
所以这帮信耶稣人真是不得了啊
You saw all the Jewish people were shaken.
不能够让他们这样下去了
And they see these people, these followers of Jesus.
你们不能够奉耶稣基督的名传道
They came out to prohibit them.To share the name of Jesus. Peter and John, what did they say?
听众神，不听众人是应当的。
It is right to listen to God, not to man.
所以这帮犹太人呢，看看他们所行的事，他说呢，他们这些家里的小民呢，他们诚然是行了一件奇妙的事情了。
So all the Jews, they have consulted among themselves. They see these.People of Galilee, they have truly done a tremendous thing.
神借着他们所行的事，居然要叫一个狡猾之、叫一个瘸的人能够起来行走，这个不能够不说是他们没行过大事情。
Even this paralyzed beggar, through their mouth, through the God that they preached, jumped up and walked.
所以叫这犹太人没办法了，明明应该禁止他们，那禁止不了了。
So the Jews have no other way. They wanted to prohibit them from preaching Jesus, but they cannot.You see the people of God, they rise like a lioness and they lift themselves like a lion.
他的王超过亚加，他的国必定要振兴。
And his king shall be higher than Agag and his kingdom shall be exalted.
荣耀的权能现在教会。
There is power and authority of church.
我们再来看第四首诗歌。
And we'll see again the fourth oracle.
我们到第十五节到第十九节。
From verse 15 to 19.
他就提起四个说
he took up his voice and said,
"The oracle
of Balaam, the son of Beor, and the oracle of the man whose eye is open, the oracle of him who hears the words of God, and knows the knowledge of the Most High, he sees the vision of the Almighty, falling down, having his eyes uncovered. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come forth from Jacob, and a scepter shall rise from Israel, and shall crush through the forehead of Jacob, Moab, and tear down through all the sons of Seth.
又得仇敌之地，西尔为产业。以色列必行使勇敢，有一位出于雅各的必掌大权，他要除灭城中的余民。第十四格是达到这个祝福当中的最高点。
And this, fourth oracle has reached the climax of all the blessings.
因为他在这里啊，把基督的王权和国度都带进来了。
And here he has brought in all the kingdom, kingship, and the kingdom of Christ.
他开头说呢，我看他却不在现实，我望他却不在近日。
Verse 17 says, "I see him, but not now; I behold him, but not near."
这个话我们都要听进去。
And we need to listen to his words.
我们看教会，看神的儿女。不能看现实。
As we look at church, as we look at the people of God, we cannot see now, we cannot see in present tense. We need to see into the eternity.
不看现实，只看永远呢，他就看见有心要出于雅各。
If we see into eternity, then we will see a star shall come forth from Jacob.
有杖要兴于以色列。
And a scepter shall rise from Israel.
这个兴和杖都是指着基督来讲。
The star and the scepter all talks about Christ.
星是指着主耶稣基督的显现。
And star talks about Jesus will appear.
因为他是明亮的晨星。
He is the bright morning star.
在这个世代最黑暗的时候。
In the darkest time of the world.
在这么了的时候呢， 主耶稣像晨星一样就出现。
In the end of this generation, he will appear as the morning star.
驱散了黑暗。
And he will repel all darkness.
带来了荣耀和光明。
And he will bring in glory and light.
杖呢，是权柄和国度的一个标志。
And the scepter is the symbol of his kingdom and his authority.
摩西手中就有一根杖。
See, Moses has a staff in his hand.
他说一身杖啊。叫埃及许多地方啊，都显着荣耀，神的荣耀全能了。
And whenever he lifts up his staff, the power and the glory of God is manifested.
击败了这个埃及法老王。
And through his staff, he defeated, the Pharaoh.
他能够使红海分开。
Through his staff, he parted the Red Sea.
这杖是指着基督的权柄和国度来讲。
And the staff and the scepter talks about the kingdom of Christ.
诗篇第二篇啊，就讲到基督。他要用天杖辖管列国。
Psalm chapter 2 talks about Christ will have a scepter over all the nations.
并且呢，要将列国啊，如同摇将的瓦器一样碎碎。
And then he will shatter the nations as a potter shatters his vessel.
启示录第二章有一个非常宝贵的应许。
And there, in the chapter, second chapter of Revelation, there's a precious promise.
主耶稣应许得胜者啊。
Jesus promised He who overcomes and follows my command till the end, I will give him authority over the nations.
他必要用杖辖管列国，如同摇壶的瓦器把它碎碎。
And he will rule over the nations with the iron scepter, and he will break them into pieces as earthenware. And I will give him a true heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看到这样的神的话语。
And as we see the word of God,
我们平常常常纳闷，为什么这些不如意的事情临到我？
Very often we are confused. Why do these misfortune come unto us?
为什么我们服侍主，我们跟随主，常常碰见这么多的试炼，这么多的难处？
As we serve the Lord, as we follow Him, how come we meet so many difficulties and trials?
我在长道教会服侍啊，弟兄姊妹中间难处也一大堆。
And as I serve in the church, I see many difficulties among the people.
不是这个生病了，就这个家庭问题出来了。
Some have fallen into illness. Some
have
family troubles.
经常要为弟兄姊妹的难处祷告。
So in our prayer meetings, we're constantly praying for the need of the people.
弟兄姊妹常常问，为什么在我们这么爱主的弟兄姊妹中间，有这个事情发生，有那个事情发生呢？
If we love the Lord so much, how come all these troubles will come to us?
因为神要借着仇敌的咒诅，使这些咒诅变成祝福。
Because through these curses, cursing of the enemy, he will turn these cursing into blessing.
所以如果我们看见我们的神是一位化咒诅为祝福的神，
If you can come to know our God, who is the one who turns curse into blessings,
就算我今天碰见天大的难处，
then even if you meet the greatest difficulty in the world,
我们要看见感谢神，神又在这里要把这个咒诅化成祝福了。
Then you will be able to praise God, to say, we thank the Lord, because He again will turn this curse into a blessing. Today, this difficulty has come to me, and I truly believe God will bring a greater blessing. Because I truly believe everything comes from God. Everything, He does all things well. Everything comes to me, He is good.
神让我经过这些难处。
He calls me through these difficulties.
神要把更多的丰富嫁给我。
And He will add more richness unto me.
我相信，哦，神又要祝福我了。
And He will bless me again.
那我们的心涌出美滋来了。
And then there will be a sweetness from your, that comes out of your heart. And there will be a praise coming out of your mouth.
教会就丰富起来了。
AndYou will see the abundance among the church.
这个弟兄姊妹也经历主的恩典。
And you will see this brother has gone,
那个弟兄姊妹
received grace from God.
经历主的恩典。
And that brother or sister has received grace from God.
你看每一次来见证教堂的时候，你显着神的家里面何等的丰富。
And every time we testify and we share our testimonies together,
you
see how abundant is the house of God.
有心要出于雅各。
So there will be a star rising out of Jacob, and a scepter will come out of Israel. You see, it is Christ who is constantly manifesting His glory, His kingdom among the people of God. So I simply share from these four oracles. And we need to have the same prayer as Apostle Paul. May the Lord open the eyes of our heart. So we may truly know the will of God in us. And we will not be afraid of any difficulties. Anything happens, it is so that we can receive more grace. It is so that God can turn another curse into a blessing. So we shall not be afraid. By Him, we can be leaping on the hill to press on forward. Because we know He does all things well. That is my sharing. And I will ask our brother James to pray for us.
Lord,
we thank you.